The one thing about the Mets that, if you just tune it in, if you missed anything, just go on the app, Free Odyssey app, hit rewind to catch up whenever you want to here. But my contention about the Mets, I mean, to go into the minutia of what's transpired, nobody's really done anything well. And when you're one of two teams yet to win a game, you're the only team in baseball, including the other winless team, the Miami Marlins, to be single-digit runs scored. Granted, the rainout doesn't help, but they got 8 runs scored.
No, but
so
even
far.
Yesterday.
And yes.
They were one of 3 teams in all of Major League Baseball that were winless going into yesterday. One of 3 teams with fewer than 10 runs scored. The other one was the Marlins.
Marlins were one of them.
Okay, and then the Twins had 9 runs, but they only played 3 games.
Gotcha. So the numbers are not good.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Before yesterday's action.
The ineptitude is apparent. What I think, while it makes it more painful in the now, it's going to bear more fruit in the later, because David Stearns will get, without any sort of romanticizing, whether that's Pete or whomever, it's going to be business. And these moves will be made, I think, under the veil of a very disappointing season, which probably makes it easier to make tough decisions.
Before we get back to the calls here, BT, and I really do want to do that, and we've been talking a lot here, do you think, we've had this conversation before anybody else about the core and all that stuff, about trading some people.
This show first.
Right. I'm talking about last summer.
Oh, yeah.
And we took our lumps for that.
That's fine.
Whatever. Do you think there's any way for this team, ultimately, not this year, big picture, long term, to have success with this core?
No. I'll tell you why. That answer deserves a little context, because I don't want that to be taken the wrong, like, no, and then just move on to the calls. Like, I'm not trying to be so off-putting or just so blunt where I minimize the other issues that are played. The reason I say no, and I'm not running from the fact that I'm saying no, I'm clearly saying no.
And I agree, for the record.
But I know you do. The problem is, by the time, whether it's the young pitchers, and by the way, they're not even that young. They're like 23, 24. Get them up. All right, but by the time the pitchers in the minors who are thought highly of get here and, go through maybe some early lumps and the transition period to hopefully real major league assets, how old's Lindor at that point?
Right.
Is Pete even here? How old's McNeil? You guys know the names, right? Where's Marte?
Forget.
Yep. Yeah, forget, because he's got one more year after this year.
Let's put McNeil in there. I was going to say McNeil is insignificant.
It's not going to intersect. That's the timelines are not even close to being comparable.
Well, I guess my point, though, is then, okay, well, then how do you, which led us to the whole Alonso stuff last year.
Yep.
How do you change it? Is there any way possible in your mind over the next 3 years that the Mets can move on from Francisco Lindor?
God, the next 3 years. Well, I'll tell you this. There's always a way to make a trade. The Marlins, who are destitute, gave the Yankees $30 million for Stanton.
Right.
So there's always a way. So I'm not going to say no. I think it makes it very tough, because just look at the recent contract trends. I mean, Bellinger got 2 years. Chapman got 2 years. And, we saw that with Blake Snell. Unless you're Yamamoto or some international prize pitcher, it seems like the things have contractually changed. So why would a team willingly trade for somebody when the market was anything but robust on the free agent front? It seems counterproductive and counter to the new trend. But I'm not going to say 100% no.
Okay.
Highly unlikely.
Right. And then go to Nimmo.
I know where you're going, and I'm going to take the shortcut, which is why Pete's most expendable. That's where you're going. If you can't trade Lindor, and you probably can't trade Nimmo because of the 8-year deal, how can you change the core? You change the core by trading Pete, which is what I've always said.
McNeil first.
But that's an ancillary piece.
Yeah, right. He's not as significant.
Peanuts and whatever.
So then to the fans, and I'm one of them who love Pete Alonso's home run production, all that. To everybody who says, like, a caller yesterday called and said, oh, I agree with you, Sal, but they got to bring Pete back. Pete and Alonso. I'm like, no.
No,
like,
they don't.
It's either you break up the core, however you do that, and if you do the math, it is going to be very difficult to get rid of 2 pieces of the core. The other 2, McNeil and Pete.
Yeah.
Like, that's, unfortunately, that's the easier way. But if you don't believe that this group is ever going to get it done, it started to become like, well, there's not enough around them. Like the Daniel Jones offensive line argument. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. How many more times do you need to see this group fail before you realize something significant needs to be changed about a group of individuals who on paper put up good numbers but don't win as a team?
I would leave the casino. I've had a rough couple of shoots here. If I'm the Mets and I'm saying to myself, okay, sure, I can sit around and keep saying, hit me, go back to the ATM, take out a few hundred bucks more, and just hemorrhage money all night. Or I can be proactive when it's time to really evaluate Pete's future, trade him for some real appealing, young, controllable, athletic pieces, hopefully a big arm, and trade them. And that's what I've been thinking.
They've changed the pitchers. They've changed the manager.
Yep.
There's one thing left to do. Hoff, you wanted to chime in on this?
Yeah, just because I don't think things are as bad as you guys are making it, but fine, just to play along. I disagree the pieces that you want to get rid of. I'll agree with you on McNeil, but the other piece that needs to go is Brandon Nimmo, and nobody wants to talk about it. The guy's been the worst leadoff hitter now this year. He got, one hit? Again, still doesn't steal bases. He is a dead spot this year to start off the season.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, this is kind of what I expect and see from him year in, year out. I don't see him as this prolific leadoff hitter, and he's trying now to be too much of a home run hitter. It's not working.
He might be somewhat tradable because teams were, you know, the teams love the on-base percent, all that stuff from Nimmo. He's, the analytics dream or whatever, which is why he had some other options out there, which is why the Mets had to overextend.
Yep.
And it's not an awful contract. Like Lindor, and I'm not talking about Lindor far underperforming, but the contract was, you know, not in the current market. In the current market, Lindor's contract is a disaster. Nimmo's is not.
It's not that bad. Nimmo, and I, you know, it's interesting. The leadoff hitter's, it's not the right spot for him. He's, you know.
Well, how about trading Nimmo and McNeil?
No.
And keeping Pete and Lindor?
That work? No, I would actually trade Pete, and eventually I would get Nimmo where he should be, and that's probably a six hitter. Like, I can see a future more so. And Hoff, I hear you. I know what you're saying. But to me, Nimmo, because he can run, he's athletic. Now that he's back in left, which is much better, and the defensive metrics back that up, I can live with him batting six rather than giving Pete, who's slow-footed, 30. I wouldn't do it with Pete.
If you think that Nimmo is a six-hitter, if that's where you think he fits best and people overvalue him, that's why you should trade him, because they're not going to use him at the six. They're going to use him.
Well, not yet. No, true. Not yet. What I'm saying is when this Mets team,
Acuna,
the young
Jet
kids
Williams,
come
up.
Yeah. That's the hope. And if the young kids that people reference aren't good enough to push him to the six hole, you got bigger problems than Nimmo's contract.
Right. Then they're really screwed. And by the way, you can't look to all those guys to hit. And even they know that. One or two might hit. It's not just going to be all of a sudden everyone pans out,
mm-hmm.
but they need the one or two plus Alvarez plus free agency to change. Bottom line is, I don't care how they get there, they have to change the core of this team. However Stearns decides to do that, whether it is trading Nimmo, whether it's trading McNeil, finding maybe a taker for Lindor, trading Pete, not bringing him back, however it is that Stearns decides to change the core, that is going to determine the Mets' future and how sustainable success will be. But it has to be changed.
The bad news is, and the bad news is what Sal just said, they need to change the core. The good news is the guy that they brought in to fix this knows he's got to change it.